Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Boy, Bill Michaels Show is on the air trying to warm you up. You know what I'm saying? Trying to warm you up because, well, let's be honest, everything outside sucks. We had snow yesterday that just looked like it was the end of the world, you know? So, and then today we've got thunderstorms just rocking the outside. Sounded like a car hit the building a little bit earlier today. And what a weird weather pattern that we're in, and hopefully it warms up and we are able to get outside again relatively soon, but nevertheless. 855-830-8648. You can track us down there via the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Milhockey Talk Line. You can also find us over on Twitter @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can look out for us on the radio.com app, which you can hear many different sports talk shows, but go to radio.com. That is radio.com. And you can find us there. You can also look for us via the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. That is BillMichaelsSports.com. And also find us over there. So there you go. Plenty of different ways to track down the program should you choose to do so. So I'm just going to pick up where we left off because today's one of those. Tomorrow is even going to be more so of a focus on the Milwaukee Bucks, and rightfully so, as we get into Bucks basketball. By the way, I wanted to make sure I brought you this because game one, Sunday at the Fiserv Forum, 6 o'clock Central Time. It'll be on TNT in Fox Sports Wisconsin. Game one of the NBA postseason for the Milwaukee Bucks against the Detroit Pistons. So that's game one this Sunday. Next Wednesday will be game two. They get a couple of days to rest, relax, and take it easy. That's a 7 o'clock game on Fox Sports Wisconsin and NBA TV, which I think kind of sucks, but I'll take it on Fox Sports Wisconsin any day of the week. Game three, they go to Detroit next Saturday, 7 o'clock. That game will be on ESPN and Fox Sports Wisconsin. And then game four, the closeout game, will be a week from Monday on April 22nd. They'll be in Detroit, 7 o'clock. That game will be on TNT. And then after that, should it be needed, it'll be back and forth, but it won't be. It won't be. Games 1, 2, 3, and 4. Two in Milwaukee, Sunday, then Wednesday, then Saturday, then Monday. That's how it goes. And the Bucks come back home, and they begin to wait for whomever it is they're going to be playing in the second round of the postseason. So, I'm not concerned, if you can tell by my verbiage, I'm not concerned about the Detroit Pistons at all. I'm not taking them lightly. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is the Bucks are a far superior team. They average win over the Pistons this year. By the way, they did not lose to the Pistons. And the average win over the Pistons this year was 14.5 points. Twice this year, they beat them by 20 or more. They can do this. They can do this. I don't fear the Pistons at all. 855-830-8648. Am I a little bit overconfident, or are you right there with me? 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. If you're a Bucks fan, come out of the woodwork. On the other hand, you got the Brewers and the Dodgers coming up tomorrow. Corbin Burns goes to the hill for the crew. Not pitching real well as of right now. We'll wait and see what happens, but they're going to be taking on the Dodgers. By the way, the Dodgers will not be throwing Clayton Kershaw in this upcoming series, so a little bit of a reprieve for the Brewers. But their offense hasn't been the problem. Their defense, or their pitching, has been. Boy, I tell you what, you and I, Joe, we were talking about Ben Gamel, out in spring training, and you and I talked about him when we got back. I had said, like, that guy hit some ropes. He hit some very loud outs. And now some of those balls that he's been hitting have been finding the gaps. That guy's just roping the ball. I've been really happy with what they found out of their fourth outfielder so far.
Yeah, a lot of Brewer fans, I think, are a little, I don't know, maybe irritated that Domingo Santana is playing as well as he is right now in Seattle.
You kind of knew he would eventually be able to play well.
But I guess the difference is, where would you have put Domingo Santana in this lineup every single day? I mean, it's Kane, Yelich, Braun. And on days that Braun needs rest, then yeah, you'd put Santana in. But Santana's getting the opportunity to start every day out in Seattle. And the other thing, too, is if Domingo Santana did have a slump, the Brewers could not send him down to the minor leagues because he's out of options. So he would have been picked up on waivers by another team. There's no question about it. Ben Gamel, the reason why you brought him in was because this guy has better defense. He still has an option, so they can still be flexible there. And I think for what we've seen offensively from him so far this season, I think you have to be very pleased.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Do it. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. How are you feeling about this Milwaukee Bucks team? And do you fear in any way, shape, or form? Do you fear at all the Detroit Pistons? And when you talk about the Brewers team, are you bothered by the pitching start so far for some of the starters? 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I don't think, there's a few people that are on Twitter that have been chiming in. I got a couple of emails here by the way, Chico picks for the Masters. He said Justin Rose. He just wants to make that official. He wants to get that to you, Joe. Justin Rose is his guy. Robert writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I am in no fear at all the Detroit Pistons. However, the Milwaukee Brewers pitching staff really scares me. Their bullpen is a little bit limited, and their starting rotation doesn't seem to be getting it done right now. I will give them two more weeks before I start to make a hardcore decision, but I think at this point David Stearns has to be biting his nails a little bit, and Craig Counsell has to start throwing his hands into the air. He is going to start being Joe Maddon before long if this starting rotation doesn't pick it up, because no matter what move Joe makes, the bullpen sucks, so he has to leave his starters in there to go ahead and get beat up. That's the way it could possibly be for Craig Counsell by the end of the season if they continue to use Hader. If they continue to use Hader too much in some of these positions. I think the Brewers' bullpen is better than what the Cubs have. I'll say that. I'm not worried about the bullpen going in that direction. But I will agree with you in the sense that the starting rotation has to pick it up. Woodruff didn't pitch bad last night. We had mentioned that a little bit before, and Craig Counsell even talked about that after the game. He had the one bad pitch and the long ball, and that's pretty much it. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Ron, listening to us in Milwaukee. Ron, how you doing? What's going on, man?
I'm doing great there, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing well today, man. I'm feeling good.
That's good to hear. So, I was listening to you talk about the Bucks there, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying. We kicked their behinds all season long. But you forgot about one important factor with Detroit that we haven't dealt with yet. And that is playoff Thon Maker. That guy is a legend. We cannot take him. We cannot take him lightly. We need to be ready for that guy because he is awesome. I miss him, but I hope we kick their butt. Go Bucks. We're taking it all this year. We're taking a title.
I love the enthusiasm, man. Appreciate it, Ron. You the man. Yep. Thon Maker. Is he the difference maker? Thon the difference maker? No, he's not. Thon Maker, I like Thon Maker. I like Thon Maker. Off the court, I really like Thon Maker. He's a good dude. I told you the story. We were sitting down at San Giorgio. I mean, a lot of the players go in down there all the time. But we're sitting in San Giorgio. Thon Maker walked in. My kids went crazy because the dude is 7 foot tall, and they're just like looking up going, wow, we thought you were tall, Dad, but this guy's crazy. So I had him take a picture with him last year. And I think Easton came up to about his thigh. Maybe about his thigh. Alexa was maybe at his hip. But Thon Maker's a big dude, man.
For Bucks fans that are curious about Thon Maker, he really hasn't done much. He's gotten more opportunities, more minutes for the Pistons, but since being traded there, he's only had four games where he has scored in double digits. There was one game here back on April 3rd against Indiana. Thon Maker played 33 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's his line. 0 for 4, including 0 for 3 from three-point territory. He was 2 of 2 from the line, 4 boards, a steal, a block, 2 points. In 33 minutes for Thon Maker.
That's kind of quiet. He's just there.
I have no regrets about that trade, and I don't think I ever will have any regrets.
Thon Maker just never panned out the way they thought he would.
Thon Maker got multiple opportunities to really rise up to the occasion, and it was a letdown the last couple of years. He'd show up in the playoffs, he'd come back the following year, and just wouldn't take that next step. I mean, a couple of years ago in that Toronto series, I mean, Thon Maker just exploded. And then I was drinking that Kool-Aid thinking, man, the Bucks could have another star. This could be Kevin Garnett 2.0. And yeah, I was a little off there. Thon made me look like an idiot.
Yeah. Well, he did for a lot of, I mean, going into the postseason, they needed him and he showed up. You know, you thought, okay, maybe this guy's really going to be the real deal. And it just never panned out. Just never panned out. So we'll see. We'll see what Thon Maker can do going into the postseason for the Pistons as opposed for the Bucks. But believe me, Thon Maker is not the, quote, difference maker when it comes to the Pistons' ability to have success in the postseason. Just saying. That's just from me to you right there. Just saying. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Got a question here regarding Coach Budenholzer utilizing his rotation in this series. But I also want to ask you this. Okay, I also want to ask you this. Do you think it's necessary to get Mirotić back ASAP, or do you believe that, hey, go for the next couple of weeks, leave him rest, leave him sit, don't have to worry about it, that they can get this series without Malcolm Brogdon, without Mirotić, give them as much rest as possible? I don't expect Brogdon back for at least another couple of weeks anyway, but do you believe they're good? Good without those two right now. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Hit me up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels. I'm confident. Fear the deer in 4. Calling my shot right now. Fear the deer in 4. Go. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Milwaukee. The Bucks are what's hot, there's no need to deny. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly, let it fly.
That blue, green, and cream make opponents running high. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
Straight from the Central Division, we're focused on winning. It's pure tunnel vision, the Bucks on the mission. Here we go, let's go, welcome to the Bled Show. Go Bucks, go, cause the president says so. Giannis flying high, look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's cash money in your eye. Going for the gusto, the Bucks are on their way. Good to start, good to last, good to play, good to stay.
Eric Bledsoe, let it fly, let it fly. Splash Mountain, let it fly, let it fly.
Freak Free,
let it fly, let it fly.
Cause who's gonna win it?
The Bucks, let it fly.
President Brogdon,
let it fly, let it fly.
And that's my knee,
let it fly, let it fly.
The Michael Show continues on. The new Let It Fly song for the Milwaukee Bucks. There you go, as the Bucks get ready to go into the postseason. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, the snow's going to go away. Weather's going to get better. And coming up the end of May, the last Wednesday in May, not June now, the last Wednesday in May is when it all gets going for real. Wednesday Night Live is back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. Rebel Grace going to be taking the stage. The entire lineup is now out. If you want to go see it, go to the Facebook fan page. You can check it out there, and you can see the video that was put out. But all the bands have been released, except for one. One secret band has not been announced as of yet at the end of the season. But We're looking forward to that. But head on over, because it's going to be a great season again of music and brews and fun out there at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion, all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Somebody just asked me the other day, why don't we keep the Thursday night shows going year-round, the Bud Light shows? You know what? Great question. I appreciate the fact that so many people really enjoy that program. But 23 weeks out of the year doing the Thursday night show, the Bud Light football show, the Huddle, and then an additional 8 to 12 weeks doing, you know, Bucks basketball, that gets to be a lot, plus the Sundays. I like a little downtime every now and then, too. So that's one of the reasons we don't do it year-round. We'd like to take a couple vacations, maybe play a little golf, do a few things, you know, that kind of stuff. So let's get to Tim in Milwaukee. Tim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Was just thinking about what you said. I think you answered your own question. I mean, if the Bucks want to make a statement in the playoffs this year, they need to win the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is to be healthy. They don't need these guys for Detroit. I mean, they can get them in 4 or 5 without them, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, health is going to be a major concern. I mean, you know, they're going to get out of the first round. We want them to win the conference this year. That's how they make a statement.
I appreciate the phone call. Look, I'm not – you don't need to rush anybody back, in my opinion, not for the first round. Not for the first round. They can knock off Detroit. I'm telling you, they're going to win in 4. They can do it without Brogdon. They can do it without Mirotić. And here's the other thing. I think the number one thing to look for this year, if you're gonna pick one thing that you really want to pay attention to going into the postseason, what would it be for the Bucks? What would it be? And then you'll get a good gauge as to where they're at. What would it be? Are you thinking as I'm thinking? Not Giannis. No, take Giannis out of the equation, because you know he's going to be there and he's going to play the way he plays. To me, Bledsoe. He didn't have a great postseason last year. Bledsoe. I think Bledsoe is going to bounce back. Him and Middleton are the two guys you're relying upon, and then the rest of the supporting cast. But I think Bledsoe is going to bounce back. This is a different year. This is a different cat going into the postseason this season. If Bledsoe comes out and starts firing and he's hitting and he's playing well, distributing the basketball, picking up assists, I would just sit back, relax. I may sit in my bar and just smoke cigars. Just say, okay, these are victory cigars. We're going with it. I might line up the victory cigars when I get home tonight, or maybe over the weekend. I'll take a picture, shoot them out to you. Because I really believe in 4, and one of the things that I'm specifically watching going into the postseason is Bledsoe. No doubt.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I'm going to pick on this guy again, because I think it's warranted. I'm going to pick on Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton was by far the best player in that series last year against Boston. And that includes all the Boston players, too. Chris Middleton was the most consistent player every single night, and he was bringing it. What I want Mike Budenholzer to do with Chris Middleton in this first series is let Chris play to his strengths. And that means, you know, if he's got the wide-open three look, take it. Otherwise, let him get into isolation and let him take those mid-range shots, because that's who Chris Middleton is, and he will always be like that. I don't think Chris Middleton needs to jack up threes. You've got so many other guys you can go to right now that can bury three-pointers. There's a lot of reliable guys.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, Chris Middleton has to show up, and Chris Middleton, let him play to his strengths. And then the bigger picture is the Bucks just need to be consistent from three-point territory, because, again, you just heard that song coming out of the break. What's the message? Let it fly. They have to be consistent there. And I think what will hurt the Bucks if they do lose any of these games in the series against Detroit is just having a god-awful three-point shooting performance. But I just think at the end of the day, at worst, this is Bucks will probably win this series in 5 games and they'll move on from there. I mean, I just don't, especially if Blake Griffin's not involved in this, or if he's, you know, at 50, 60, 70% because he's dealing with a knee issue right now. There's no doubt in my mind the Bucks will win this series and move on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Chris Middleton, Bill, for me. I mean, Chris Middleton, if you see that kind of play from him like you did last year in that Boston series, and that translates over now, I mean, this is how this team's going to get to the NBA Finals, because Chris Middleton, if he's playing like that, it's huge. It's huge for him.
Yep. No doubt. I completely agree. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Give us your thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks or the Brewers, because I think the Brewers are warranted. They're obviously a big topic of discussion. Are you a little bit concerned? Give me a shout, and you can hit us up on Twitter as well, at @Bill_Michaels. This one's from FHL for Kids, who says, no on the Bucks. I'm not worried about the Bucks beating the Pistons, but yes, I am concerned about the pitching staff of the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's see here. Michael writes, do we see at any point in time the Bucks getting beat by any one of these teams that are in the East? I think they can beat them all. I'm not worried about any of them. I wouldn't say I'm not worried about any of them. I'm not saying I'm worried about any of them. I'm just simply saying I'm not worried about right now about the Detroit Pistons. Pistons don't bother me at all. They just don't. I just don't think they have enough firepower. They got Blake Griffin. They got a couple of guys that can shoot the basketball. Beyond that, yeah. And Blake Griffin's a little bit nicked up right now.
Well, the guy we haven't talked about either is Andre Drummond, and we know
Drummond's solid, but he's not Giannis, and he can't do it by himself.
No, I mean, Andre Drummond will get his double doubles in this series. But you just, with all the big bodies the Bucks have and the fact that, you know, Brooke Lopez or Giannis will be on them, I was looking back at the numbers that Drummond put up in those four games this season. And yeah, again, he got double doubles in three of the four games, but there was only like one game where he really dominated the Bucks. Beyond that, the Bucks did a good job just containing him from a scoring standpoint and from a rebounding standpoint.
Jason writes, what makes you think the Bucks are going to sweep the Pistons in four? We haven't won a playoff series since 2001, one game at a time. Jason, quite honestly, I'm just looking at the better team. They beat them all four matchups this year. They beat them by 14.5 points per game on average. They don't match up well with the Bucks. Their bench doesn't match up well with the Bucks. I'm just looking at talent for talent, pound for pound. And this is a different coach team, many different faces. Young faces, guys that are going to bounce back and kind of through what happened last year, didn't happen last year more so than anything, on their shoulders. I'm confident. I don't know what else to say. I just believe they're going to win it in four. They're going to win it in four. It's just my thought. 855-830-8648. Hey, when we come back, got to talk a little NFL draft, because we've talked a lot about the Green Bay Packers, what's going on inside the walls of 1265. But let's take a look as to what the Packers need to do to bring additional players into the walls of 1265. Lance Zierlein of the NFL Network, he is going to join us. Talking some NFL draft coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Bill Michaels Show, we're on the air. We are glad you're a part of the program today. 855-830-8648 as the Green Bay Packers. Cole Madison comes walking through the door. Offensive lineman they drafted last year who did not play, did not come to training camp, sat out the entire season. Plus, they pick up Billy Turner. You have Brian Bulaga, but his injury history is well known. And you've got the rest of your offensive line pretty strong, but the depth has been an issue. Meanwhile, you've got a lot of holes you need to fill over on the defensive side of the football. And to talk more about what the Packers need and who they may or may not get and who may or may not fit, Lance Zierlein of the NFL Network, the draft analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Lance, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. So as you guys all go through the mock drafts and you start to look at talent, we know that the Packers need a whole lot of defense. As guys start to fall and get placed, who looks like maybe a couple of candidates the Packers may be able to go after?
Well, I think Ed Oliver at number 12 is, from a defensive standpoint, that's one of the guys that could be there if he gets past number 9 at Buffalo, and Buffalo is rumored to have some interest in him. I think what he would do for the Green Bay Packers is what you can envision is Ed would potentially be the replacement down the road for Daniels, as a guy who is in the last year of his contract. He's, you know, not the biggest defensive linemen out there. Ed, obviously, is a little undersized as well, but both of them have the ability to get to the edges and rush and be interior rushers, and I think that's what Ed Oliver might be appealing to a team like Green Bay, especially in sub-packages. You could work him in as a pass rusher early on in his career and let him get bigger and stronger before he ends up taking a starting job. So I think Ed Oliver would obviously be one of those guys. And then, you know, I mean, outside of Ed Oliver, from a defensive standpoint, if you're looking at the Green Bay Packers, I think there are some interesting defensive tackles out there. But honestly, I think I would rather, I mean, you could take a look at Christian Wilkins in the first, but I'm kind of the mind that this might be a draft where you want to wait until maybe the second or third, because there is some depth at that position. And there are some other guys, you know, if T.J. Hockenson were to fall to the Green Bay Packers at number 12, I think he'd be a fantastic addition. It's just the question is, can he get past number 10 at Denver? So those are a couple of the names that, you know, I think make the most sense. I do think Christian Wilkins could. That's just a little early. And then Brian Burns is an edge rusher. I know a lot of people get excited about putting Brian Burns there. I just don't know if Green Bay's willing to pull the trigger at number 12 on a guy who played in the 220s. During the season at Florida State. You've got to – he came into the combine close to 250. Then at his pro day, he was 242. So he was already a little lighter from the combine weight. So I think there is a concern about how much weight can he manage and keep on his frame, and can he even play on rundowns? And I think that's suspect. I think Brian Burns is probably more of a designated pass rusher type, and I'm not sure that with a DPR you want to spend a number 12 pick with him.
I know it's kind of outside thinking and maybe more wishful thinking than anything, but I would love to see like a run early on and some of these teams that were thinking offense maybe go defense and see Juwan Taylor out of Florida, the big tackle, fall to the Packers. Because I think he would solidify the opposite side of David Bakhtiari for years to come. Do you see any situation in which that happens?
Well, I mean, he obviously – so the two trigger spots to me are number 7, Jacksonville, and number 9, Buffalo. Those are the two where you could see tackle off the board. You could see it go Taylor and Andre Dillard in no particular order. And then number 11, the Bengals also have a needed tackle, the right tackle spot where either one of those guys could be the guy where Andre Dillard could go left side and move Cordy Glenn to the right side. So I think it's going to be difficult because 7, 9, and 11 all also have tackle needs. And if one of those guys starts to fall – then you have the potential for a team to say, let's jump up there with number 11, Cincinnati, and let's make a trade. Because Cincinnati may be saying, look, we'd like to get our hands on Devin Bush. And if we could flip-flop, you know, let's say with number 17, I don't know, the Minnesota Vikings are at 18, let's do that because we still think we've got a chance at getting Devin Bush. So I do think that seeing Taylor or even Dillard slip, and especially Taylor probably, I think it's going to be tough to get him to 12. Based on the three teams ahead of them that do need tackle.
In the meantime, the Packers, like you had mentioned, will be looking heavily into the defense. So, you know, you could throw a dart at a dartboard and say we're going to hit a need. So what's in the middle linebacking core that's intriguing right now for the Packers to be looking at?
It's pretty gross. I mean, unless you want to go get Devin Bush at number 12, there's two inside linebackers that you feel good about. There's a third, Mac Wilson, who has some pretty good tape, but by the end of the year, it wasn't great. He has not had a good postseason process. He didn't run as well as expected. There was some concern by some teams about kind of some attitude at the combine. So then you get into Jermaine Pratt, and it's just this is not a good year to need a middle linebacker. If you do need it, you've got Devin White and Devin Bush, but outside of that, it really drops off with Mac Wilson having the talent. You just want to make sure the love of football matches up there. And then after that, I mean, you're really looking at, I don't know that you're going to have a big upgrade over what's already on the Green Bay Packer roster. That's a position that you don't want to have a need for this year, is the inside linebacker spot.
As far as the tight end goes, there's some other tight ends that could possibly be there for the Green Bay Packers. Because what about Irv Smith Jr., the tight end out of Alabama? If he's there, say at the bottom of the first round,
I think he makes a lot of sense for Green Bay because he's a mobile tight end. He fits the mold of some of the tight ends we've seen there in the past at Green Bay. So you can flex him. You can run him at You can put him in the backfield. You can run him out with a wing spot. He can do some inline, although that's not going to be. He's not really the size to hold up at that position on the next level full time. But you can move him around the formation and get him into space catching a pass. So I think 30, or if you traded out of the first and into the early part of the second, I do think Irv Smith is a tight end that makes sense there. And then at 44, Dawson Knox can play the combination tight end, which is going to be, you know, an inline blocker and a pass catcher. That's a little early for me, but I know that there are some teams that really have fallen in love with him after his workout and with his athletic traits. And then in the third round, at pick number 75, there's a kid named Kahale Warren from San Diego State that can also play kind of a combination role there. But this is a pretty decent year for tight ends. If Green Bay Packers want to address tight end in round 3, 4, or even 5, I do think they might be able to land. I'm sorry, they got 2 and 4. So I think any time between pick 75, 114, and 118, they could have a tight end there in the middle portion if they don't have a guy they really, really like with one of those first, you know, 3 picks in the first 44.
I'm talking with NFL Network analyst Lance Zierlein. You can follow him on Twitter at Lance Zierlein. Also, the NFL Network providing live coverage of the 2019 NFL Draft from Nashville, April 25th through the 27th. Looking forward to it. Talk about some of the things that you might be hearing or the needs you might be seeing regarding some of the teams in the division, predominantly the Bears and the Vikings.
Well, so as it pertains to, I'll start with the Vikings first. They've got to get their offensive line shoring up, and they've got two holes at guard, not just one. They've got two. They've really got to get better along the offensive line. So early on in the draft, they're going to have to take a look at offensive line. It wouldn't surprise me if that's going to be the pick in the first round. I've also heard that, you know, it's a team that really would like to get a little stronger in the secondary and fortify their cornerback position. So that's another position that you can look for there with as far as that team is concerned. But I think the trenches are really where you're looking with Minnesota. Defensive line depth, especially along the defensive tackle spot, and then finding starting guards right away is going to be a big, big deal for them. As far as the Chicago Bears are concerned, you know, Chicago really has needed for a while, they've needed some safety help. And safety is going to be a position that they could look at. They don't have a pick in the first or second round. So what the Chicago Bears' needs are versus what they can get this year, I don't think they match up. I mean, their needs would include linebacker, not a great year at linebacker. They need some running back help now. I do think you can find some running back help at round 3, round 4, maybe even round 5. You could go find a guy who could help you out at that spot. And the same thing at tight end, which is another need for them. But if you are looking for additional linebacker help, if you're looking for safety help, find safety help. But as far back as they are picking, I'm not sure that's a guy who steps into the lineup right away and helps you out. Not into the third round. I think the guys you would need, and by the way, that's a later third round pick at 87. I think needing safety help right now is not a good year to have to draft late in the third round for that position. So it's going to be tougher for the Bears to assess their needs through the draft, at least for this year.
Always great to chat, Lance. Looking forward to the coverage via the NFL Network coming up on April 25th through the 27th. They can follow you on Twitter at Lance Zierlein as well. Great stuff. I certainly appreciate it. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Lance Zierlein of the NFL Network joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction, all over the state and beyond the borders. Don't forget, they have a 98% success rate of treating as well. So all you got to do is call 414-455-4451. Now, the low T treatments, if you're moody, if you're sluggish, if you're tired all the time, you just don't have energy or stamina, well, you can call them for that as well. Just stop in and get your numbers checked. 414-455-4451. Make an appointment. Just stop in. Get a consultation. You're good to go. Or if you're looking down, the all-in-one weight loss program, that can help you out if you can't see your feet. They can help you out there as well as we get closer to a T-shirt season. Again, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on with an update from the Masters. Next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Masters taking place down in Augusta, Georgia. And Corey Connors, who was leading for a short period of time, is now in the clubhouse. He finished with a 70, which is two under. Justin Harding has jumped into the lead. He is now four under on the day. He threw 17, sitting on 18 fairway right now. Patton Kizzire, three under, threw eight. J.B. Holmes, two under, through 15, and it goes on down from there. Some of the names that you're looking for: Tiger Woods, now one under through nine.
Yeah,
three shots off the pace.
Birdied the ninth hole, and overall a pretty solid front nine for Tiger, outside of missing a 5-footer for par midway through his front nine. So I'll take it. And he continues to hit fairways.
He is in the same group with John Rahm, who is also one under through nine. Martin Keimer, one under through seven, and kind of goes from there. Matt Kuchar, one under. He just got underway a little while ago. He's only a couple of holes onto the course.
Currently 19 players under par.
Yeah. You've got more than a few guys that are even par right now, some in the clubhouse. Mike Weir, maybe the bigger name out of that whole group. Kevin Tway, Andrew Landry, Keith Mitchell, all even par right now, all in the clubhouse. And then later on today, getting ready to get underway. By the way, Adam Long, three over par, one of the tougher scores of the day, along with Kevin O'Connell, five over. Ian Woosnam, eight over par today. He is now headed into the clubhouse. You have got, coming up off the tee box here momentarily, or actually they probably just teed off there on the midway through the first hole, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Bryson DeChambeau. Just all teeing off, Justin Thomas, Phil Mickelson, and Justin Rose. And then in the on-deck circle, Paul Casey, Jordan Spieth, and Brooks Koepka all getting ready to tee off as well. So that's your update from Augusta for the Masters. As the course looks awesome, it's a partly cloudy day. More sunshine than clouds, by the way, and it's now up to 80 degrees. 80 degrees in Augusta, Georgia. And the winds continue to decrease. The winds went from 9, they're now down to 7. Well, bouncing between 7 and 8, but you get the point. So there you go. That's your Masters update. Talking earlier about this you know, Bucks team, this Brewers team, is there concern there? More concern for the Brewers right now. A lot of people talking about whether or not the Brewers' starting rotation is going to need to be tweaked. Many fans saying, hey, look, let it fly for the next, you know, couple of weeks. But if it doesn't get any better, then maybe you need to start looking into something else. We'll wait and see. I'm a big believer in getting at least 3-4 starts under your belt before you start to chuck it all. Buckaroo Banzai says that the Brewers need Nelson and Jeffress quick. Nelson's pitching. Did you see the video that Adam McAlvey tweeted out of the strike three calls and swings and misses that Jimmy Nelson put together down in the minors in that rehab stint? He has some nasty stuff. He's starting to look much, much, much better. But Jeremy Jeffress the other night, not as much. So hopefully Jeremy gets it back, but starting to become a little bit concerned. I know he said on this program, you know, no injury, he just didn't get a long offseason. You know, and I understand it. For what he did in his workouts and stuff, maybe he just followed it, and I get it, but everybody else is throwing, you know, haters throwing 97. Everybody else is throwing, you know, mid to upper 90s. That type of thing. I don't know what's going on with Jeremy, but he just hasn't had it. So he's just not hitting it right now. So we'll see. We'll see what he gets back to here soon. They go on to say Thon Maker will get an opportunity to play spoiler against the Bucks, but it's not going to mean much. I agree. We were talking about this earlier, too, that, you know, Thon Maker, yes, he's on the Detroit Pistons team. He may play a little bit of inspired basketball, but I'm not looking at, you know, Thon Maker being some kind of a spoiler for the Bucks' first-round playoff hopes. I'm still saying, look, Bucks in four, book it, Write it down. Going to happen. No problem. Jetty Pack, nice gif. Puts up a sweep. Nice broom. I'm looking forward to. I believe it. 855-830-8648. RC says, you must have too much of the Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread down at Stenny's for lunch today. Just relax, one series at a time. I said the Bucks are going to explode. They're going to take the Pistons in four straight. I stand by that. I'm not backing down off of that. And when you say one series at a time, you're right. This will be one quick series. Four games, done. Book it. Book it. I'm good with that. By the way, Bucks playoff bracket prediction is this, or the official NBA playoff bracket prediction is out. I was just kind of checking things out. They have the Bucks winning against the Pistons 4-0. Then they take on the Celtics and beat the Celtics, who will then knock off the Pacers, because they have the Celtics and the Pacers going 7 games. Celtics winning that one 4-3. The Bucks beating then the Celtics 4-2. Meanwhile, the 76ers beating the Nets 4-2. The Raptors beating Charlotte 4-1. Then the Raptors beating the 76ers 4-1. The Bucks beating the Raptors 4-3 in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they face Golden State in the finals. Golden State winning that contest 4-2. If that would happen, I could live with that, although the outcome would be disappointing. But, oh, my God, the excitement. But if that happens to play out the way they think it will, I'll take that in a heartbeat. That's a great big how we looking right there. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. We're going to talk a little Bucky's fifth quarter, a little Badgers. Jay Kokorowski, Bucky's fifth quarter. We're going to find out about the spring practice. Also, we'll get into the 25th man. Going to hear a little scuttlebutt, what's going on up there in Green Bay. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.